This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu today urged the police force to become more citizen-centric and sensitive while dealing with vulnerable sections, especially women, the poor and children. President Murmu was speaking after conferring the prestigious President's Police Colour on the Sikkim police during Alankaran Parade held in Gangtok this morning. She appreciated the role of the Sikkim police in maintaining law and order and in disaster management. Meanwhile, Sikkim has been officially declared a fully literate state under the Understanding of Lifelong Learning for All in Society initiative. The announcement was made during the convocation ceremony of Sikkim University in Gangtok yesterday in the presence of President Murmu. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today assured resolution of all grievances of students regarding discrepancies and technical glitches in CBSE Class 12 examination evaluation process and its newly introduced on-screen marking OSM system. Mr. Pradhan said the OSM system is a progressive instrument aimed at ensuring greater transparency. He was speaking to the media after holding a meeting with CBSE officials in New Delhi. The minister said that officials will ensure that no student query is left unresolved and accountability is maintained at all levels. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released revised examination dates and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Test undergraduate 2026 examinations for admission to programs across central and participating universities. As per the NTA, examinations will now be conducted on the 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of next month. The examination, which was scheduled for today, was rescheduled due to Eid-ul-Azha. NTA said that admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday have been released and they can be downloaded from the official website of NTA, cuet.nta.nic.in. The admit card for the remaining candidates whose examination is being scheduled on the 6th and 7th of next month will be released soon. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the country has ample food stocks due to relentless efforts of India's hard-working farmers. Mr. Chauhan was speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the two-day National Conference on Agriculture for Kharif Campaign 2026 in New Delhi today. The minister highlighted that the estimated food grain production in the country this year is over 376 million tons, which is 5.3% higher than last year. The minister also said that the two-day event will help in setting a roadmap for the welfare of the Kharif agriculture sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez on the sidelines of the informal meeting of the EU Foreign Affairs Ministers Gymnik in Cyprus today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the meeting involved discussions on the next steps for trade, technology, defense and people-to-people ties between India and Spain. Dr. Jaishankar also appreciated Mr. Alvarez's views on ongoing global and regional developments. India and China have reviewed the situation in border areas and expressed satisfaction with the progress made in maintaining peace and tranquility. The two countries reviewed the situation during the 35th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, which was held in Beijing yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs said the discussions were constructive and forward-looking. The two sides discussed issues pertaining to delimitation, border management, mechanism building and cross-border cooperation. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has formally submitted his resignation to the Governor's Secretary at Lok Bhavan today. Addressing the media, he confirmed that the resignation letter was officially handed over to the Secretary. Mr. Siddaramaiah further stated that he requested the Governor to invite the Chief Minister designate to assume office as his government enjoys an absolute majority in the Assembly with the support of over 136 MLAs. Siddaramaiah became the Chief Minister of Karnataka for the second time in May 2023 after the Congress secured victory in the Assembly elections. He previously served as the Chief Minister from 2013 to 2018. The Chief Minister Designate Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar is one of the senior leaders of the Karnataka Congress. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.